not any other business, you're in the lead generation business. And if you are awake and at work, the only thing you'd be doing is working on generating leads. So your problem, you might think, is lead conversion and so forth, but you don't have enough leads to work on lead conversion. You don't have enough leads. Why would an agent let a buyer torture them, show them 50 houses, and the agent's still all in for more? You go for money. Well, no, but he doesn't have anybody else to show houses to. Why haven't you used already? If you've been in the business 90 days, not years, 90 days, if you haven't had to use a pre-qualification sheet for buyers, had to, that tells me you want to. You don't have enough buyers. You don't have enough prospects. So anybody who says, I'd like to look at, okay, you understand? But if you had lots of people that wanted to look at houses, you'd have to find out. See, the thing you'd be forced to do is, which ones are serious? Which ones can be relegated to tomorrow? Which ones can be relegated to later in the week? Which ones can be relegated into never? I'm never going to call him. I don't like his attitude. Here's something interesting. There's a website called Tips for Success. tipsforsuccess.org, and I couldn't over recommend it. Go to tipsforsuccess.org, click on the part that says articles, and then go down to where it says who's stopping you, part one. There's four parts. Just click on who's stopping you, part one. And one of the things you're going to see is that 80% of all the people in the world are nice people. Statistically, they're nice people, they're social personalities. 20% of the people are potential trouble sources, PTS. And a hard, in that 20%, in the 20%, 2.5% of the total, but included in the 20, are hardcore crazies or suppressives. All the trouble in the world comes from those people. All the trouble in the world comes from those people. Now here's what's interesting. The people in the 20% who are kept, they're kept churned up by the hardcore crazies. But they act just like them. So, in order for us to accept business from someone, they have to be in the 80%. See, if you think, well, this guy's really an awful person and he's just sickening, but I'm pretty sure within a few months he's going to buy something. Well, I don't know. Welcome to hell for you then. Enjoy but if you're going to make it in this business, you have to be able to develop the skill of finding people who want to do business with you, or you get to want to do business with you. And that means part of that includes spotting people. You go, I don't want their business. I really don't want to do business with them. So you actually have a choice of getting who you get to do business with. The purpose of a listing appointment, for example, isn't to take the listing. The purpose of a listing appointment is to see, do you want the listing? And then can you take it? Big difference. Guy calls up, wants to buy a house. This is someone you'd like to do business with. What if the answer is no? You're thinking, I don't like this guy. I don't like him at all. What would happen? Would the world come? So first of all, unless you have something signed by the person, let's suppose, have you ever had that reaction to somebody? You go, I just said, what the hell, I don't like the guy. Like, yes, you've seen this? You're laughing. You can think of who you saw that. Now, have you ever, it's almost like a little voice inside for you going, you're going, I don't have any other customers, though. Plus, I like being punished. I'm sure I've done some rotten things in the past. God's just going to get me. I can't imagine why else it'd be happening. So I think my destiny was to take this abuse. But what would happen if you said, no, I don't want to do business with you? This is not a trick question.
No.
And here's the funny part. The more of those people you personally, positively get rid of, more money you'll make. more money you'll make. And I don't mean in some distant future, I mean right now, the more money you'll make. The difference between the top salespeople, the top income earners, the top income earners, and the bottom income earners, do you think it's really product knowledge? I know it's not. I've met agents that are phenomenally successful, and you go, well, they're actually kind of stupid. You can think of some, can't you? You think they're actually kind of stupid. They're misinformed on all kinds of things regarding the product. They don't know the contract. It's amazing what they don't know. I'm serious. It's amazing what they don't know. You go, well, they certainly seem to know how to get people to list with them and get the house sold. You understand? There's something they're doing right. But what is that something? It is the difference with that skill they have, just this one thing. They can tell who's a real customer and who isn't. That's all. Who's a real customer and who isn't. So someone who has something they're working on, remember on sellers, it's kind of, well, do they want the most money, least time, fewest hassles? If they don't, they got something else, gotta go. Gotta go. But how about a buyer? What should a buyer want? Seriously, what should a buyer want? If you were a buyer, what would you want?
Lowest price for your house.
Hey, that takes a bit of looking to find it. Absolutely. But if the buyer has some other agenda, some other program they're working on, do you really want him as a buyer? We used to have a show on a cable TV station called Real Estate Update. It's a stupid show. It was before I started doing radio ads. It's a real stupid show. Michelle, in fact, so you might have known that. Anyway, what was funny is every time we filmed the show, Wendy would interview me as though she was the host of the show, and she would tell the audience how lucky we were to have Russell Shaw back again this week to comment. So the whole show, because it was a Dimension Cable, was the station, it was the network that preceded Cox, before Cox came. So what was funny is we got the show free. I mean, it was a free thing, but you couldn't just have one big nonstop ad. We could put our phone number at the bottom. This way here, with her interviewing me about the state of the markets, I think it was called the Real Estate Update or some other clever name like that. And what was nice is that some guy calls up and he wanted to buy a house, and Wendy's out showing houses, and she's showing houses for like around 3 weeks. At which point, I said, that's it, we can't spend any more time, and she kicked it over to JC. But this was before JC's my top lister, he's been with me 12 years. This was when he was with, I can't remember what company it was, but it doesn't matter, he was with a different company, and we used to send him all of our buyer stuff. So if I didn't want it, I'd send it to him. So what was kind of fantastic, JC takes the guy out of the showing property, and first thing, JC said, well, what are you looking for? Because he shows him some, whatever Wendy had told him he wanted. He shows the guy a house like that, and the guy says candidly to JC, he goes, I didn't really want to buy a house. I just thought Vinny seemed so nice on TV and so attractive. I just wanted to spend time with him. I'm not making this up. Now, the point I'm getting at here, he was honest about it. See? He just liked the way she looked, and she seemed so nice. He was just having fun being with her. And as long as she was willing to show him houses, he was willing to go look at them. Not to see the houses, you understand, just to get to spend time with her. Now, I'm telling you about it. So sometimes people have people they're working with, and they go, well, I got this customer I'm working with. No, you don't. A buyer, kind of a key concept here, buys. You might want to write that one down. Like, what's the legal definition of a buyer? Ready, willing, and able. They can, they want to, and they will. And if you're spending a lot of time showing people property, you don't hit bingo on all three of them. You might want to consider going to the park and walking your dog. At least you know what you were doing. Go to lunch with a friend. Doesn't make any sense. So how do you get customers? How do you get your customers? What could you do to get customers? How do you get customers? This is the issue. How can you get more customers? Question.
Contact the people you know.
Contact the people you know.
That everybody that you know in your circle, family, neighborhood, business, that you are in this business seriously, and you're here to be an assistant to help if anybody that you know is interested in buying or selling your home, not necessarily yourself, but I appreciate you referring to me, you know, I'm going to take good care of you.
Joel, hear what he said.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just give that a little bit different spin. I'm going to change the statement. Contact people you know. The most effective way you can spend your time would be contact people you sort of know. If you wanted the biggest bang for your buck in terms of time, it would be contact people you sort of know. See, like your close friends, for example. They already know you're a realtor.